Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maroni Marasi Sheyichyu, and the schus Moshe Yehuda ben Pashadina, and Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Lebracha Batzlacha B'chol Matzeyedeyim. And it's based on Torah that I received from Mori V'Rabbi, Agon Agadol, Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. We're going to be discussing the inyan of B'nai Noach. Why B'nai Noach? Because that was last week's parasha. And Rav Horowitz writes a beautiful shtickle on each week's parasha, on halachic inyan in that parasha. So we're going to be discussing Dinei B'nai Noach. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 59a, Amar B'yechanan Ovid Kochob M'shoisik B'tori Chayiv Misa Shenem B'tori Tzivah Lano Moshe M'rashu Kilas Yankif, that an idolater whose Oisik B'tori is Chayiv Misa Oivei. As it says, Torah Tzivah Lano Moshe M'rashu Kilas Yaakov, it's a Marasha for us and not a Marasha for them. It's our inheritance, not their inheritance. Chagiga 13a, Amar Vami and Rosan Divrei Torah Lovid Kochob M'shenem R'alosa Kain L'chol Goyim M'shpitim Ba'idom. Ravami says you're not allowed to give over Divrei Torah to a guy because it says he didn't do it to he didn't give to every nation, and they don't know our mishpatim. So a guy is not allowed to be osek b'Torah, and also not allowed to give over Torah to a Gentile. Tosin Chagiga and Moshe write Hayakashel Rab Rebel Chanan. That's a name I know. Tepeklei David Chom Osek b'Torah Chayiv Misa. Why does the one Chagiga say you're not allowed to give over Torah to a guy? Ain Moshe Divrei Torah leGoy. Say better. So if the guy learns Torah, he's chayiv misa, like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the first Gemara we quoted. And somebody who teaches him is over on the Fnever Lositein Michshol. V'yesh loymar dehocha mayri da'afilu eichad ikoy v'kchovim achar shorotze lamdo. If there's another guy who's going to teach him, there's no Lifnever. Like it says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that says Tosis that if you, quoting the Gemara, that if you give a kos yayin l'nazir, you're over on Lifnever. But that's only if you're on two opposite sides of the river. What they call in Yiddish Trevri Dinara. You're on two sides of the river. That if you wouldn't give it to him, he wouldn't be able to get it himself. Otherwise, you're not over in Lifnever. He can get it himself, you're not over in Lifnever. So here also, we're talking about a case. You know when you're not allowed to give over Torah to a guy, there's another guy who's going to be able to teach him. So you're not over in Lifnever. Nevertheless, you're still not allowed to teach him because of Magid Varav Liyakov, it's only told to Yaakov, Chukov Mishpatav Liyisrael, Asa Chayin Lachol Goy. So that's the Teretz of Tosis. The reason Rav Ami has said you're not allowed to give over Torah to a guy because of Magid Rav Liyakov Dafka, not because Goy is Chayiv Misa, he's also Torah and Lifneiver, because talking about a case where another guy can teach him, and maybe it's not Lifneiver, and therefore the only issue is this pasuk of Ein, this Gemara of Ein Mosim Divrei Torah Likoy, but there's not a Lifneiver problem because Lifneiver causing someone else to sin is only Shaykh when he can't do it without you. But here we're talking about a case where he could do the sin without you. So the rabbis were mechadish us, Rabbi Seinu Balei Atosis were mechadish for us, that chad every dinara doesn't mean only if when you're on one side of the river, it doesn't only mean if the nichshal, if the person doing the avera, could take it by himself. But even if, that's the chiddush of Tosis, even if he can find somebody else to help him, it's also called Chadavri Dinara. Not everybody agrees with this. Look in the Ramah, in Yerodea Kufanal of Sifal. But you see Yisod from Tosis. And the Yisod is that not only is there no Lifnei Iver, if it's on one side of the river and he can take the cup of wine himself, like the case in the Gemara Nazir, he could take the cup of wine himself. But more than that, it's also not Lifnei Iver if he can't take a cup of wine himself, but somebody else will do the Avera for him. Somebody else will be able to be Machshil him. That's also not Lifnei Iver if you're Machshil him. So Chadavri Dinaris, he can do it himself, or somebody else will be Machshil him. That's what comes out from Tosis, because it's talking about, Tosis is talking about where another guy can teach him, there's no Lifnei Iver. And another person can teach him, there's no Lifnei Iver. Tosis, another guy can teach him. There's no Lifnei Iver because he can do the Avera without you. So the Avera without you doesn't only mean it's in his power to do the Avera, and if somebody else can do it for him, it can be over on Lifnei Iver, can be Machshilim, it's not completely totally in him, it's not completely dependent in him. It's still not Lifnei Iver if you're Machshilim. So from this Tosfos, the Mishnah LeMelech learn the Chiddush Din. What's the Chiddush Din of the Mishnah LeMelech? So first we have to say what the Pnei Moshe says. But Shuvas Chelik Bei Simen Kufhei. And that the Nemuk Yosef writes in Sanhedrin. Dav Beis Midat Be'er Rif. That Loive Beribis Einu Nifso Leidis Medoi Raisa. That if somebody borrows money Beribis, he's not Posel Leidis Medoi Raisa. Why? Because people only understand that it's Usser. For the Malve, because the Malve is gaining money, but they don't think the law was over on such an Isser. Vitikshi, Nihi, Demishu Misser Ribis. Lo Mashmilu, and she is Surah de Leloive. So we can ask the following Kasha. You're right that there's people don't assume that a lov is over an Isser Ribis because he's not earning any money. But Akati lifts omishin the lov over an Isser Lifnever, the Machshel Schave, a Malve Bisser Ribis. But he's still being Machshel the Love, the Malve. So why shouldn't the Love be Pasal Eidos? Because he's Machshel the Malve. And for the Pnei Moshe in the Chuvis, in Chelik Abesim in Mkufei, Haloi Kashio, the Mishkachasla. The haloive havachazi, the hamalve hayemoizif berabisa, hani dmei gufayu li Yisrael acher, v'have kehida amrina perakam davay dezara demoshit kois lenozim lamachayv b'fneivir eli koy b'treiv dinara, avale lo koy b'treiv dinara lo aver amoshit alif neivir. In other words, how does the Pnei Moshe learn that when the nichshal could be nichshal? When the one who's doing the Avera could have done the Avera with another Jew, even though that other Jew is over on Lifnei Iver, nevertheless, the first Machshil is not over on Lifnei Iver. In other words, Pnei Moshe says, you have a Malve, call him Reuven. And Reuven lends to Shimon Beribis. But Reuven could have also lent to Levi Beribis. So even though Levi is a Jew, and Levi is also over on Lifnei Iver, it's still considered Chad Every Dinara. We still could view it as if Reuven could have done this Avera. And he doesn't need Shimon's help. Because he could have done it with Levi. Even though you're going to say, no, he could have done it with Levi. It was usher for Levi to do this Avera. Teretz. Yeah, it was Esther for Levi to do the Avera. Yeah, Levi's over on Lifnei Iver. But still, Shimon could say, we could have done it with Levi. So it's not considered Lifnei Iver with Shimon. And therefore, Shimon the Love is not over on Lifnei Iver when he borrows Beribis from Reuven, because Reuven could have done it with Levi. So even if the other person is a Yisrael, Tosfos says that he could have found another Oved Kochavim to teach him Torah. And that tells us we quoted. But the Pnei Moshe says, even if the person is a Yisrael, would have been Machshilim, it's still not Lifnei Iver. But the Mishneh LeMelech argues with the Pnei Moshe. And I like to quote the Mishneh LeMelech. This Mishneh LeMelech is like all over the place. Whenever you have Lifnei Iver Tshuvis, and Lifnei Iver articles, and Lifnei Iver Svarim, so you have this Mishneh LeMelech. This is in the fourth parak of Malva Veloive and the second halacha. V'teima, the lo kami dami kala nazir the shiny hasam the iser de lifnei iver lo haya nase im lo haya moshit zehako sulafi zeh afi moshit eino over aval gabe ribis dim lo haya love zeh haya halove acher over a lifnei iver. B'shvil she love zeh lo niftar mi lifnei iver. I'm wagging my index finger like no lo niftar mi lifnei iver. U'dechavasa gabei nazir nami ima yamoshid lo acher kos yain b'treiv reu bo acher v'hoshid loy pshita do iver. V'od yesh lechalik v'loimer de lo huter lo love lilvos b'shvil. So he says two things. He says, first of all, if the only way he could do this Avera is if someone is over on Lifnei Iver, that's not called Chad Every Dinara. That's not called one side of the river. That's called two sides of the river. It's not considered as if he could do the Avera without you. Because in the case of the Nazir, had this guy not handed him the bottle of the cup of wine on the other side of the river, he wouldn't have been able to do the Avera. So when he writes Ulefizeh, what he means is when they're not betray every dinara, and he can take it himself. So in the case of Nazir, the Yisr of Lifnei Iver would not have been done if the other guy wouldn't have given him the kos. And according to this, if they're on the same side of the river, and he can take the kos by himself, Afim Hoshit ain't no over. Even if he hands it to him, he's not over. Why is he not over on the same side? Because if they're on opposite sides, he could not have done the Avera without him. So therefore, when they're on the same side, even when he hands it to him, he's not over. Because when is it Lifnei Iver? If you can't do the Avera without the other person's help. Avol gabe ribis, but with regard to ribis, dim loya love zeh, if this guy wouldn't have borrowed from him, haya love acher over lifnei iver, the other lova would have been over on lifnei iver, b'shvil she love zeh lo niftar mi lifnei iver, because this guy was lova, he's not over, he's not putter from lifnei iver. In other words, the only way he could do this avera is if somebody else is going to be over on lifnei iver. No, that's not called that he can do it on his own. He can't do it on his own. The only way he can do it is if someone's over on Lifnei Iver. So if someone else is over on Lifnei Iver, what does it mean? You're over on Lifnei Iver, the other guy's over on Lifnei Iver. That's called Shrei Evrei Denara. That doesn't count. That's Lifnei Iver. With the Chavasa Gabe Nazir Nami. And we see this also, the Gabe Nazir. The parallel case would be im haya moshit lo acher kos yayin b'tshrei avri uba acher v'hoshit lo pshita de'over. In the case of the Nazir, you have two sides of the river, and Reuven is going to hand the Nazir a kos yayin, and then Shimon does it. It's pshita that Shimon is over, because the only way the Nazir would have gotten the kos yayin is if somebody handed it him from the other side. So you can't say no, the other guy would have done it. Yeah, but the other guy only could have done it if the other guy would have done it, he'd be over on Lifnei Iver. That's not called he could do it on his own. He could do it on his own only means that he could do it without somebody being over on Lifnei Iver. So if he could do it without somebody being over on Lifnei Iver and you help him, so you're not over on Lifnei Iver. But if the only way he could do it is if someone else is over on Lifnei Iver, that's not called that he could do it on his own. And therefore it's called that you're being machshil him. So if you lend somebody money, if somebody, Reuven, lends Shimon money beribis, and Shimon says, yeah, he could have lent Levi beribis. Yeah, but Levi would have been over on the Fnever. So Shimon's also over on the Fnever when he borrows. Ve'od yesh l'chalik v'lomar. And another chilik says the Mishnah Lamelech. Is to lahuter lalova lilvos b'shvil shalova lova acharotz lilvos? Because who says that if Levi would have borrowed, he really would have paid the ribbis? Maybe he would have changed his mind and not paid the ribbis. Who says he necessarily would have done it? Who says the other guy would have been wanted to be over in Lifnei Iver? So Shimon, if he actually pays the ribbis, is over in Lifnei Iver. Sorry, Charlie, or sorry, Shimon. That's the machlokes between the Mishnah Lamelech and the Panim Iris. So the Panim Moshe, it's the Panim Iris. The Panim Moshe is a parish on the Yerushalmi. Panim Iris is a famous Tshuva Sefer, one of the big Gaonim, Gaonei Achronim. And the Mishnah Lamelech learns this from Tosfos. Because Tosfos says, you know why you're not over on Lifnei Iver when you teach the Goy Torah? Because it's talking about a case where another Goy could teach him Torah. But it's mashma that if there's a Jew that could teach him Torah, you are over on Lifnei Iver. Because then the only way he could have learned Torah is if someone's over on Lifnei Iver. So if the only way you could do the Aver is if someone else is over on Lifnei Aver, then you're also considered being over on Lifnei Aver. So what does it mean, Chad Avri Dinara? Chad Avri Dinara, one side of the river where there's no Lifnei Aver, is where he could do it without an Aver of Lifnei Aver. But if yes, he could do the Avera, but the only way he could do the Avera is Lifnei Aver, Dick, it doesn't matter who's doing the Avera. It's you or the other guy. It doesn't matter who's being Machshilim. Either way, it's Lifnei Aver. The Avera. And a Goy doesn't have an Isser of Lifnei Aver. So if another Goy could teach him, not one of the Shevi Mitzvahs, if another Goy could teach him Torah, and you teach him Torah, there's no Lifnei Aver. It's the other issue of Ein Mosim Divrei Torah La'akum, like Tosas says. And not that there's no Lifnever by a Goy. We have Tosin Avodah Zarah, Tisvav Amid Beis. We have Piskei Tosin Sanhedrin, Oskuf Chof Hei. We have Maharsha there in Sanhedrin. All right. Now, Bivadai, what the Mishnah Melech does not mean is to be Mechalek and say that by Chad, every Dinar is only when? When is it? One side of the river? Only in a case where the Nazir can take it himself without somebody else giving it to him. Masha ain kain beribis, that I'll call panim. The Malve can't be over on this Avera alone. Without another Love. That the Malva needs another person. Notice the Mishnah Melech is not Mechalek. That if you, it's only your own, that if you could do it Mamish on your own, then there's no Lifnei Iver. But when you need someone else to do it, then there is Lifnei Iver. It's not true. Because we see in Tosfos, in Chagiga, the guy who's coming to learn can't be over on his own. He can only be over through another guy. And nevertheless, there's no Lifnei Iver. So it's clear that the Mishnah Melech is not being Mechalik here and saying that the only time you're over and you're not over, there's no Lifnei Iver, is where the guy could do the Aver on his own. But the second you need someone else, then there is Lifnei Iver. Because he's talking there a case where another goy could teach this person Torah, Tosfos says, and there's no Lifnei Iver. So even if you need someone else to do the Avera, there's still a tzir, there could still be a case where it's where there's no Lifnei Iver. And what would that tzir be? Where the person whose machshil is not over on Lifnei Iver. Yes, he needs another person to do the Avera, but the person doing the Avera is not over on Lifnei Iver. What the Mishnah Melech says is that only if he needs Lifnei Iver is when he needs another person who's going to be over on Lifnei Iver. That if I'm going to be over on Lifnei Iver, or my friend is going to be over on Lifnei Iver, so if I'm machshil him, let's say there's Reuven, and I can be machshil, Shimon, I don't want to say me, Shimon can be machshil him in an Avera, and Levi can be machshil him in an Avera. So if Shimon does it, he says, yeah, Levi could have just done it also, so that's not considered Trey Avodah Zarah, that's not two sides of the river, he could have done it on his, he could have done it without me. No. He couldn't have done it without you. The only way he could have done this Avera was by someone being over on Lifnei Iver, by someone being machshil him. So Mamela, whoever is machshil him, is the one being over on Lifnei Iver. And don't tell me that that's Chad Avri Dinara. He could have done it without you. No, the only way he could have done this is with the Avera of Lifnei Iver. So whoever is over the Avera is over the Avera. To explain the svar of the Mishnah Lamelech, is that the Ikar Mechuvin, the primary purpose of the Yisr of Lifnei Iver, is that there shouldn't be Yisur in the world. What's the point of lifnei Avera? Don't put stumbling block in front of the blind. Don't cause somebody else to do an Avera. What does the Torah want? There shouldn't be Averas in the world. And therefore, as long as if everybody is careful from being over on lifnei Iver, there's going to be no Isser. So now everybody is chayv in this. What does lifnei Iver tell us? Lifnei Iver says we don't want this Isser to be in the world. Everybody has to be careful since we don't want this Isser in the world. So as long as everybody's going to be careful not to be over on this Isser, not to be machshil someone else in this Isser, so everybody is chayiv. So Reuven wants to do this Avera. If Shimon is careful about not helping him do the Avera, and Levi is careful about not helping him do the Avera, so there's not going to be this Avera in the world. So now everybody is mechayiv, because we can prevent this Avera. How can we prevent this Avera? Just everybody follow the rules. Follow the guidelines of the Torah. If everybody's following the guidelines of the Torah, this Avera won't be in the world. That's the purpose of Lifnei Iver. But let's say even if everybody is careful, it's not going to help. Everybody's going to be careful to avoid being machshel someone in this Isser, but you still have a guy who doesn't have a problem. You still have a guy who doesn't have an Avera of Lifnei Iver. So he can be machshel this person. So staying away from being machshel the other person isn't going to help, because the Avera is going to be in the world anyway, because he has an option with the guy. So if we're talking about a tzi or a case where there's a guy you could teach him Torah, so when you teach him Torah, you're not over in Lifnei Iver. Ki lo yazor klum if you don't teach him, because then the guy can teach him, the Avera is going to be in the world, and the guy can teach him without being over on Lifnei Iver, because Lifnei Iver wants to prevent the Isser from being in the world. But if the Isser can be in the world even with the Lifnei Iver, then when you do it, there's no Lifnei Iver. So if there's a guy who could teach him Torah, the Isser is going to be in the world whether you're keeping the Lifnei Iver or not, because the guy's going to help him. So since it's not going to help anyway to prevent the Isser from coming into the world, there's no Lifnei Iver if you teach him Torah. But in the case of where the only person who he could do the Aver with is a Jew, and a Jew does have Lifnei Iver, so if everybody keeps the Lifnei Iver, this Isser isn't going to be in the world. So everybody, we tell everybody, just keep the rules, and this will prevent this Isser from coming into the world. So there, you're over on Lifnei Iver, even if you can find another Jew. Because here, theoretically, the Avera could have been prevented. And what's the svar of the Parim Panimiris? That Nesinas Michshol is when the Machshil is the one who is the only one who could have put before him the Michshol. I have my Avera, I'm not allowed to put before him a Michshol. But if somebody else could put before him a Michshol just like I can, then it's not an Avera, because he would have been Nichshol even without me. In other words, we want to prevent a person from being Nichshol in this Avera. We don't want this guy to do the Avera. So if he could do it even without me, even if the other person's another Jew, but if he could do the Avera without me, then it's not an Avera of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. If Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol is that the only way he can do this Avera is if I put it in front of him. And if I don't, he's not going to do the Avera. But he could do the Avera, and if I don't put it in front of him, there's no Lifnei Iver. He's going to do the Avera anyway with another guy. The other guy's going to be over on Lifnei Iver Seder, but he's going to do the Aver with the other guy, so that's not Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. As long as he could have been Nichshol without me, that's considered Chad Evri Dinara. If he could be nichshol without me, that the Gemara says is not aser. That's one side of the river. So even if he needs another guy to help him, and if the other guy's going to be over on lifnei iver, so he could still do without me. That's not lifnei iver. But the svara of the Mishnah Lamelech is no. If everybody will be careful about lifnei iver, he's not going to do the avera. And I help him do the avera, it's called lifnei iver. I could have done it without me, yeah. But if everybody would have been careful about lifnei iver, there would have been this avera wouldn't have been in the world. So therefore, I'm over on lifnei iver. So, like I said, the Achronim talk about a lot about this machlokes. And please God, in the next shiur, we will b'li neder, we will see neflos mitoras Hashem, and we're going to see b'li neder, God should give us life and health. We're going to see chidushim gedolim in this machlokes. So please stay tuned, and we should be zochet to see continuing neflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.